Welcome to the Blended in Business podcast, where we talk about all the things uncut, unedited, because we are real, authentic people delivering real, authentic advice. Tune in now. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Blended in Business podcast. I have someone awesome here with me today.
Hey, welcome, everybody. I am glad to be here again. I know many of you have not heard my voice in a long time.
You've been busy, dude.
Yeah, man, just putting in work, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But we're not here to talk about me. We are here to discuss you and all the phenomenal things that you have been doing lately. Actually, what have you been up to?
Well, I feel like my entire brain has been into all things real estate for the last few months while trying to keep up with all these kids, you, businesses, a dog, all the things.
And you keep adding to the list. That's what I always say. I said, man, Tessa loves adding stuff to her plate. But, you know, I actually was listening to your podcast about the real estate. You popped on for like 10 minutes maybe, and you was talking a little bit about it. And I said, oh, man, she just made that seem so simple. So I was like, you know what? You're always interviewing people. You got this list of people and all that. I might as well, you know, bring you to your own podcast because I've been here, you know, experiencing everything and seeing everything and all the early mornings, late nights. And I said, no, we need to bring a full picture to everyone, and you need someone to pull that out of you. And who else would, you know?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Yes, he's like, I want to interview you because that was so, like, quick. And, yeah, last week's episode was a quickie because I'm like, you know, I just want to let everyone know what's been going on, what I've been up to. But also, didn't want to harp on myself so long, but Lou was like, nah, let me interview you about this.
Absolutely. You know, I don't do quickies, don't like them, don't want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not for me. So, let's just jump right into it.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go. The good news is right now, you actually got your licensing.
I am a licensed
realtor. Correct.
Licensed North Carolina broker or realtor, so, or both.
What kind of feelings did that bring when you passed your first exam?
Okay, so I had to take my school exam first. I took it at home with a proctor, like an online proctor watching me. And I feel like, I don't know, like our bedroom just sets a vibe for me. So I'm like, if I'm going to pick a space to take this exam from home with an online proctor, I'm going to choose our bedroom. So I set it up. I like lit a candle, did all the things, said a prayer for sure. That was like first thing. Mm-hmm. Lit a candle, set the vibes, the tone. I even turned on like some background music on YouTube, just very lightly. So hopefully, I don't think the proctor heard it because she didn't say anything. And like I was just focused, like laser focused, and determined to like get this done, because the amount of work that I had to put in to get to this point, I was like, there's no way I can take this again. Like, failure is not an option at this point. And so I feel like my Sagittarius sign, which is like, you know, the arrow, whatever, it's like, you know, if you point me in a direction and like just let me fly, like I always like shoot my target. Yeah. Like, get it.
Yeah.
And so when I passed, I'm pretty sure the proctor was like, are you okay? Because wow. I was like so excited, because when you hit submit, because at first I wasn't going to even hit submit yet. I was like, I still have like an hour left. I can just wait and, you know, go back and check over my answers. And then I remember one of my teachers saying, like, don't second guess yourself. You know, just whatever your first answer is probably the best answer.
Yeah.
And just a test tip, if anyone out there is thinking about going into real estate or they're in like class right now, what I did for my exam is I took like notes of the things that I just kind of second guessed myself about, and the amount of questions that I second guessed myself about, if I technically got them all wrong, I still would have passed. So I was like, okay, the odds are not against me. So I'm not going to go back and read the questions. I'm just going to hit submit. And I hit submit. It's like, you pass. And like, you just showed my score. And I was like, oh my gosh, I passed. And then I like looked into the phone because the phone is like, my phone is where the online proctor is. And I'm using my computer to take the exam, of course. And I like look into my phone and I can't see the proctor, but the proctor can see me. I was like, did you hear me? Did you hear that? I was like, I passed. And she's like, oh, one moment, I have another student that I'm like proctoring as well.
Oh, man.
I was like, well, way to be like kill my vibe real quick. She's like, I'm like, can she hear me?
Yeah.
So it was just like an overwhelming relief of like, I did it. This was such a long time coming. And then it was just like, it went from excitement. And then like, I think when I called you is when I got like emotional about it. I was like, oh, I did it, you know? So, because you were there to see the struggle. And you, I mean, since we've been together, I've talked about this. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now that we spoke about, you know, like your first test and, you know, you passing it. And of course, you know, you call in, you're all teary-eyed, I'm teary-eyed, I'm excited, I'm fired up, you know, you're in disbelief. And to be honest with you, like I was telling you, I was like, I know you got this, because the way you are studying, I mean, you wake up, laptop is playing. I probably could have took that test.
You know? Right.
But, you know what? I feel like the whole house could have took that test.
I agree.
You know, 5 a.m, 6 a.m, you're up, in bed, robe, coffee, videos, paperwork, big ass book.
Yes.
Book or knock somebody out.
I was ready to burn that book when I was done.
Late nights. I'm talking about 12, 1 in the morning. So, but this has been in the works for you for how long exactly?
Like 16 years.
16 years.
Yeah.
16 years. And I know when we first met, you talked to me about it. You said, yeah, you know, I was in school. And what happened like the first time that you attempted to, I guess, be a realtor?
Well, so I was in Virginia and I went to a community college with my now ex-husband. And we went to the same school, to the real estate school together. And so we both finished a class, but we didn't take the, like, exam to be licensed because, you know, at the time it's, you know, you're told or I'm told that things are going to be a certain way. And based off of the dreams that are sold, it sounds like, you know, I don't need to do this. I can just, you know, do this another time. I'm just going to focus on our family and all that instead. And I just kind of let it fall to the wayside instead.
Okay. Like, what were you told that, you know, like let you leave that and, you know, follow your dreams?
I mean, ultimately, it's like being told that that can be put on the back burner and without, I guess, going into too much detail, you know, but just being told that could be put on the back burner and that it wasn't really that important to get that certification at that time because we can do something else instead.
Okay. All right. So it wasn't like, you know, like life got in the way or school or anything. This was more like your other half just not.
I let someone else's lack of support make that decision for me instead of actually being who I truly am, which I think for myself and I speak for myself, as you know.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem doing that. But at that time, I just didn't do that.
Hey, if there's another, you know, female or a man or so that's in a predicament like that, like, what would be your best advice for them?
My best advice would be if it's not going to completely ruin your family financially or physically, mentally, emotionally, like, you know, or something that's illegal, I say do what you want to do, what makes you happy. And of course, we have to be considerate because I can't just say like a blanket statement like, do you, don't worry about your family, you know?
Right.
You have to be considerate of certain things and certain circumstances, but ultimately it's still going to be lingering in your head. Clearly, like even for me, 16 years later, it still lingered because that's something I wanted to do for me.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what, like, what drew you to that? Like, what made you, like, realtor? Like, why?
I don't know. I think I've always just loved homes. And mm-hmm. then, I mean, I would love to just go look at them. And then growing up, too, like, my mom would, she had a cleaning business. And so yeah. she would sometimes clean, like, the modular homes or the double wides on the lot, like the trailers, basically, on the lot.
Yes.
To get them ready for people to come look at them. And I mean, I just was always just like always into homes, and I would always dream about the home I wanted to live in and what it would look like. And I just had a love for homes. And then naturally, I'm just really good at sales and marketing.
Right.
And I just got put those together and I realized how much I love it. And I would find myself, as you've seen before, looking up homes for sale or what's like on the market all the time. Like, I'm freaking selling real estate, and I wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, guys, you know, low insider. We almost literally got a divorce because this girl found a house. You know, me, I'm not an impulsive person, and I'm a processor, which Tessa really hates. However, she found a house. She thought it was a great deal, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to go purchase this tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, so we're buying a house? I'm like, no, we're not. So we had a little back and forth with that. So I can attest to that. I mean, she was always online.
And I was
on it.
She gets
the emails. Like, she's always looking at homes. And it's cool because when I first met you, before you even say, hey, I have a dream of becoming a realtor or anything, one thing that you did always say was, to be honest, I don't care about nothing else. I only care about two things. I want a nice house, and I need a good working car.
Yep.
And those were your two things. So it's no surprise to me that, you know, you being a realtor is where it's at. But so you, 16 years ago, you know, you had your first try. You let someone steal that dream from you. But we've been together about 10 years now, 9 years married. And I remember when you was pregnant with Grayson, you decided, hey, I'm going to go and get my, go take this class.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, I think I originally decided to do that mostly out of, like, irritation.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I just, like, you know, back to focusing on something I want to do, because I know some people are just content, which is nothing against this, or content with being, like, at home and just, you know, being a stay-at-home wife or a stay-at-home mom or both.
Yes.
And I've just never been content with that. Even when I was, it's just like, okay, I need to do something else. Like, something that is for me and fills my cup. Of course, being a mom and wife is amazing and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not built to do just that. That's me personally. And I know there's a lot of women that I know personally in my circle that feel the same way. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it again. I'm going back. I bought the book. Went in person, hella pregnant with Gray. And that point, that was complete self-sabotage because I was like, okay, I let my hormones get in the way. I was just cranky about it. The beginning, I went in with complete, like, optimistic, I'm going to finish this time. Because I even remember posting on Facebook, and I can't wait for the memory to pop up so I can share it.
Yeah.
That I took a picture of the book. And I said, future North Carolina licensed broker.
Yeah.
And I didn't even finish the class.
Well.
So, and you know what? I did. I self-sabotaged because it got to the math portion of it. And I was completely just, I just talked myself out of it. I was like, I don't know this. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the growth space to ask for help or really, you know, try to gauge all that had to come with it. I'm like, what the heck? No one told me this type of math was in real estate. This is bullshit. Like,
yeah.
And so I completely just say, F it. I'm just going to focus on growing this human and I'll get to it sometime. And that was 8 years ago.
Yeah. And, but the thing about it, even between that time and up until now, when you finally said you were gonna go back to class and take this last test, I mean, that idea always was, you know, just thrown out. Like, you know, like, what made you now on the third try say, I'm going for this?
Because I felt like, even though we're always in a busy season, I feel like, in our household. So
yes.
There's no like, oh, this is a calm season where I can, like, this is the perfect timing for me to do this. once I realize there's not going to be a perfect time, I just need to do it.
Yes.
And take a, like, bet on myself and just do it.
Yeah.
That's what I decided to do. I'm like, you know what? This is going to be crazy in this house 24/7, which, you know, it is what it is. We have four kids and a dog, and everybody goes to different places and all the activities, all the things. And I'm like, this is going to be me. It's for me. I'm doing it. Hop on board, family, or absolutely not. I don't know, but I'm doing it. And so that's why I decided to just do it this time. Like, I can't wait until the perfect time, because there is no perfect time. But okay. I do feel like ultimately, you know, at an overall big picture, it was God's timing. Because even in this season where things are a little bit hectic, I was able to just understand everything, like the process, the things that I was learning. The math didn't scare me. Like, I actually understood the math.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who is this person? Like, I actually get this. I was so confident in it. And because I've grown so much clearly within 16 years.
Yes, absolutely. That
it just made me more confident overall.
Yeah, and that's good, because I did see you talk yourself out of it so many times. And, you know, even to where we had one of our clients, you know, David, and he was like, you know, I think you should go for it. You have the perfect personality.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
You told me that.
Yeah. I mean, and that was amazing, because even, you know, throughout that whole time, you were always back and forth. And then you talked yourself out about, you know, you talked yourself out of it by saying, oh, but I'm not too sure about the math. Like, and
then we had clients who were like, oh, I'll tutor you. I'll help you with that.
Yeah,
you know, I had so many resources, and I still was just like, no, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like asking for help. So I'm like, ah, it's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it did come to a point where you were homeschooling Grayson, and I get the call like, by the way, I'm switching this dude out of this homeschooling thing. And, well, really changing curriculum.
I changed the curriculum, yes.
And then you're like, oh, and also, by the way, I am going to go to the realtor school. And I was like, what? It's, like, I just feel like you're doing too much.
Yeah,
like,
I just threw it out there to Lou. It's like, hey, by the way, and I'm going to real estate school. I signed up. I start next week.
Which is how Tessa really operates, very impulsive like that. But, you know, while doing that, like, you know, like how does it feel for you, like, just having so much to do? Because at that point, you have one daughter, you know, that's very, like, needs a lot from you, you know. You have two daughters that needs a lot, but seems like one more than the other in terms of her figuring out her diet and all that.
Yeah.
And then you have Grayson, who is, like, five kids in one, who's always pulling at you, and you were full time with him, literally.
Yep.
Then you got me asking you questions in the back, and like, hey, what do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? Hey, well, you know, just asking you stuff. And then you add a new person to the household, which was my oldest son. I mean, you just had so much on your table.
And I think that actually motivated me even more to just really do this for me, because so many people were needing me that I'm like, I need something for me, you makes know? Sense. And of course, me doing this benefits everyone in the household. But I'm like, it's, you know, life is short is what I just pretty much came to. My life is short. And what's the worst can happen? Like, oh, I fail and I have to, like, do it again. But ultimately, like, I was like, I can't. I have to, like, pass. This, there's no other option. And so I think having all that on my plate motivated me to push even harder to just get this done, because we do have so much.
Wow. Yeah, you are right about that. So how can someone go about, you know, finding a teacher? I know that you mentioned your teacher, which, you know, also was sent to you by our client, David. And, you know, like, how can someone who wants to,
like, become a
realtor, like, realtor, how can they, like, what's their first step?
Well, their first step would be is to find a school.
Okay.
And so, like I said, out of all the schools I've done three different ones between Virginia and here. And I definitely recommend Superior School. And so you can take it. I mean, there was people in my live stream class that was in Texas, and they were taking, but they were being licensed in North Carolina, though. So be mindful of that. This is for being licensed in North Carolina. I'm not sure if you can do Superior for other states. I would think so. But definitely Google it. And that'll be your first step. Find a school, find a good school, and then figure out what your learning style is. Because there were a lot of people in my class who wanted to do the online only, where they like is self-paced. I'm like, what the? There's no way. I'm like, that's why you're here. Yeah. Like, how would you? I mean, you have to be a special being to be able to do self-paced. That because you're teaching yourself about terms that you don't even know. That makes no sense to me. Mm. Like, I know my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So if you have a super brain and I don't know, if you've just been in real estate your whole life and you just decide to be licensed, I think maybe that could be a good option for you, the self-paced, but I don't recommend it. In person with the right teacher is like goal, because you can ask them questions like on breaks or whatever, or outside of like when class is over, you can go like talk to them face to face and really like get some tutoring and stuff if needed. But if you're busy and you have a lot of stuff on your plate, like myself, live stream was the way to go. And I just knew, like, I had to go 2 days a week for 5 weeks. And I just knew, like, but all day. So I just knew that, hey, I got to dedicate these 2 days. And I told you, I was like, listen, I know this is what I've done, but I need you, like, locked in. I need you to, like, hold down the fort on mm-hmm. these 2 days a week, have gray, all the things, so I can, like, really deep dive and focus.
That was a rough time for our household, I tell yes. you, because, you know, at the same time, I also was trying to, I hired our first administrative assistant that I was trying to train and get right. And imagine me training someone there with a 7-year-old who really just demands so much from you. So that was a tough time, but mm-hmm. I was just honestly happy that I can give you that opportunity. And also, I got some insider tips as well from the same guy. And he's like, hey, man, just have patience and give her some grace, because that test is hard. And I've heard you talk about how hard that test is. I mean, like, exactly what makes the, you know, the curriculum so hard? Like, what is it?
Because we're learning about the laws. And then actually, like, what we can and can't do. We're learning math. We're learning, like, vocabulary about. And honestly, a lot of it, I don't want to say we won't use it. But this is what I've been told, and I believe it. They make the test so hard because they want to weed out a lot of people.
Okay.
I've known people who have told me that they have, you know, bachelor's, master's degrees. They have had a friend who told me that someone was a doctor and wanted to swap over to being a real estate agent because they were just done with that part of their career, that part of their life. And it was hard and they failed and things like that. And right. so, and I think me hearing that too, it motivated me, but it also, like, I was just like, wait a minute. Like, if it was hard, if it's harder than getting a master's degree, like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's very difficult because you're learning a lot of laws and...
But I mean, I'm saying, like, listen to this. I mean, you're a mom of, like, 4 plus a dog, husband, household of 6, you know, another business that was pulling at you. You know, you got the cleaning business and then me asking you questions and advice. Then you got, texts that are, you know, asking stuff. You got people on the internet sending you, like, asking you for quotes because they, like, think that you're fully in and all that, in the cleaning business and all that. Like, how were you able to handle all that and still squeeze in all this time to study? Because studying for you was a Monday through Sunday thing, yes. literally.
So I had to schedule, like, I remember telling you, I said, okay, every day is real estate day. Every day is real estate day. I was like, Tuesday, and I was like, Wednesday is podcast day. And then I was like, Thursday, Friday is Love Ava day. But every day is real estate. No, it's Friday, yeah. Saturday, something like that. It was Love Ava. And I was like, but every day is real estate day. So I was going to find some time to squeeze in something at all times, like down to the point where if I was taking a walk, I was listening to a podcast
about brushing your teeth.
Yes.
I mean, taking a shower, goodness gracious. Yes,
literally listening to vocabulary and everything.
I was just hearing this thing just going. I swear I could probably go take this test. You know, me and probably the whole household.
Yes.
You know, so I mean, this whole thing is just phenomenal. You know, it's just an amazing story. You know, you failed and you failed, and then, you know, you took a breather, lived a life, went back at it. I mean, this is almost a perfect story for such a wonderful success story. But now, you know, we came back, you passed your state test.
Yep, I passed a state and the national.
Well, actually, no. What was the first test?
First one was the school exam.
The school exam. So then, come towards the end, you know, you schedule your state test.
Mm-hmm.
How was that leading up to that?
Stressful.
And I know that you were also beating on yourself. You were trying to talk yourself right back out of this again. So what helped you stay in line and say, you know what, I got this, I can do this?
Well, lots and lots of prayer, listening to podcasts, and I legit would, the moments I would have that self-sabotage or the negative self-talk, I would literally like revert. I'm like, nope, you got this. You're doing this. And then I would, like, when I was in the car by myself, I would play like certain music out loud and hype me up or whatever. Like, just get me in that focus. Like, you got this. Like, this is where you're in your lane. Like, go. Like, yeah. Mash the gas and go. And in true test of form, I wore the same sweatshirt that I wore when I passed my my school exam.
She did tell me that. I said, honey, I ain't gonna lie to you. It ain't the shirt.
Listen,
it's all that studying you was doing. Goodness,
it added an extra layer of protection for me. I was like, I'm not gonna wash it. I'm just, because I only wore it for the exam on the first time. I just happened to put it on. It said good vibes. And I found it in the clearance section. In the kids' clearance section in Target. I was like, ooh, this is like the largest size in kids, and it fits me, so I'm going to buy it. It's like $4.
Yeah.
And it said good vibes, and I love me a good vibes type of sweatshirt. So,
absolutely.
Or anything and with it positive.
It was plum colored.
Yep.
I it's love plum. It. Would it was that a, be because that's purple. A purple? Okay.
I was going to say purple, but you be fancy and call it plum.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, I was like, okay, so I'm gonna wear it again.
Yeah.
I was like, in black leggings, like I wore the first time. And so, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Then you took your test. You passed the test.
Which was...
They didn't even give you a grade. You were just
they
like,
didn't.
Pass.
It just said... And the thing is, it was crazy because I had to go to a PSI testing center to do that one. And mm-hmm. you're in a room with multiple people with like the little, you know, blocks up where you can't see them. You can't see each other's like desk.
Yes.
But I'm in there with like people that's taking nursing exams or coding exams or insurance exams, all types of different stuff, right? And so I finished it, and I was like, okay. I did the same thing where I noted how many I was, like, unsure of, and I was like, I'm not going back. Like, I'm just going to click it. And I clicked it, and I was like, oh, because I watched YouTube to figure out, okay, I think they're going to print out my stuff, and I have mm-hmm. to, they're going to staple it together, and I can, they're going to hand it to me, and I'm going to walk to my car and either cry because I passed or cry because I failed. Like, that's my thought process, because that's what I've been seeing on, like, YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I sat there. And then the screen changed, and it had, like, name, number or something, but it didn't have my name or nothing. It said state and national, and in green, pass, pass. I was like, well, is this for me, or is this a glitch? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, there's other people in here. I don't want to be, like, a douche and scream. So just in case it's not mine, then I really look stupid.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me gather my things and go out and see. And so the lady was like, oh, okay, you finished. I was like, yeah. And she said, I said, hey, so did I pass? She was like, oh, yeah, congratulations.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
Oh, yeah. So then I, like, did my little light scream, and I gave her a quick background of, like, how far I've come with this. And she was so excited. And then I even gave her all the information that I did to prepare because her son was interested in real estate. I was like, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because my personality is, if I succeed at something or if I've, like, just anything I figured out, I'm quick to share it with someone else.
Absolutely. But one other thing that you didn't even talk about was that you also paid for an extra layer of testing just to, you know.
And it's a year-long subscription, actually.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you can do a week or a month or a year. And I was like, it's not a big price difference, so I'm going to just do the year. But yeah, for Prep Agent, I did that. And actually, I will link it in the show notes. I have a special link if you want to, you know, use that as an extra layer to prepare for your exam. And actually, one of my friends from the class, he used that in to prepare for the exam.
That's just absolutely ridiculously amazing. I know we got to wrap up. I wish we had, like, at least 30 more minutes, because I can go on, because I just have seen you just go through so much, you know, just trying to get here where you are. And all the emotions and all the frustrations.
All the things.
All the things that you were going to.
But thank you for being supportive, though, for sure. Yeah. I told my friends, it's like, I'm pretty sure if I told Lou I want to be a dinosaur, he'd be like, okay. Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to support whatever
it is. I'm going to support you. Like,
what are we going to do? Is this going to make you happy? Let's give it a try.
Right, okay,
I'm all about trying stuff out, man. If you don't like it, yeah. When you don't like it, you move on. So
that's true.
Just what I'm about. But let me ask you this, though. Right before we wrap up, what's your favorite productivity hack for entrepreneurs? Because you have had multiple businesses and you've done so many things.
What do you mean, productivity hack?
You know, to stay productive.
Batch working. You know, that's my jam.
Oh, yeah.
And finding your hours.
I was about to ask.
Find your hours at work.
Frame?
Yes. Okay. So remember, I even told you, I was like, if you just give me 9 to 12, Monday through Friday, I can probably, like, you know, take over the world. Like, if I had uninterrupted time from 9 to 12, because those are my golden hours. Mm-hmm. And some people, it's afternoon, but y'all, by 12 o'clock, don't ask me nothing. Like, I just go downhill from then on. Like, it just goes down. I'm just ready to go home and lay down. Go sit on my sofa with my popcorn and my wine and a show and leave me alone, because I'm just chilling. But 9 to 12, I can get so much done. But I have to also have an agenda going forward. Like, I mean, ahead of time. I can't just say, all right, I'm going to just sit on my computer and see where the day takes me. Because I have done that, and yes, I am not productive at all. I just end up doing a bunch of crap that doesn't move the needle.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess we should add to there, doing your work in bed now, which was a new thing for you.
Yes.
You're like, I just feel so productive in bed. I do. What?
I think it's because, like, our room stays so, like, clean, or not. Is it, like, our room is very minimalist. We don't have a bunch of crap in here. We don't have a bunch of stuff on the walls. We literally have one thing on our wall in our entire bedroom, and which I like. Like, I don't like a bunch of crap around.
Yeah.
And so I'm not distracted because the dog is moving around or running around like a crazy person, or the kids or whatever, or Grayson's Nerf guns and all the things is around. So I think that plays a role, is that it's just like nice, clean lines in here.
Absolutely.
Without kid shit.
Yeah. Well, it does help for sure.
Yeah.
I always try to tell the kids, man, I don't know what y'all talking about organized chaos. This is distracting you, trust me.
Exactly.
But shoot, I know that we got to wrap things up. We definitely need to do a part two, because it does not end here for you.
We can do part two.
You still got some preliminary testing to go.
Post-testing? Post-licensing.
Is that correct?
No, it's post-licensing, but after each course, I have to take a exam for that. But I'm...
Which, by the way, guys, I just came to learn that you literally have to pay. When they talk about, you know, like, entrepreneurs and how much you have to invest in your business, I mean, this is honestly like a business. I mean, Tessa has spent out the wazoo. She haven't sold one thing yet, and she still got to do some post-licensing. Are they testing or not? Just post-licensing?
So post-licensing does come with a test. So I have three post-licensing courses that I have to take.
And you also have to pay for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like I'm not an employee, which I mean, it's good for me because I don't have an employee mindset. But just a tip, if you're thinking about stepping into this real estate scene, if you have an employee mindset, it's going to be a struggle because you're an entrepreneur at the end of the day. When you're a real estate agent, you're your own boss.
Right.
No one's telling you what to do. Well, you know, your clients are telling you what to do, just like an entrepreneurship type of thing. You know, you have clients to answer to.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with being a real estate agent. So you have to pay to play at the end of the day. And
Absolutely.
So there's a lot that goes into that. But to be honest, is it a lot? No, not compared to the amount that your commission check comes out to be.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, and then we can wrap things up. First house sold, what would be the first purchase that you would make for yourself?
That's hard.
First
because
purchase.
Have you thought about that?
No,
because I have ideas. I had all these ideas about what I was going to do when I passed my exam. I was going to have a spa day. I was going to St. Thomas for a week and leave you with these kids. I had all these ideas. And then once I passed, I was like, you know what? I'm good. Let me go ahead and just do this other stuff. I'm going to invest in my business, do this, do this,
okay.
do that.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That's going to be, I don't know.
To come.
Yes, but
maybe part three.
Listen, I will tell you, I have a friend who's like, listen, I just want to call to just remind you that I was your friend before you became this mega successful real estate agent. And don't forget me when you like make it to the top in this industry. I said, oh my gosh, girl, I can't wait to call you. Be like, hey girl, the private jet outside. Get in. We going to Miami for the day.
Let's go. And that would be so you. It sounds like something
exactly.
you would
do. Exactly. She's like, that's the shit you would
do. And you call me, and I'm like, let me see. Let me check.
Luke will be on the side like, uh-uh. He would sit on the steps of the private jet. Let me think about it. I'm like, uh-uh. Get off my steps. We leave it.
And I told her, I said, hey, man, that's what you want to do. You go ahead and do that. Because you know how it, first of all, by the time you go, it's going to take me a little minute to enjoy myself. Because I got to adjust. I'm like, I didn't prepare
for this.
He
got to process while I'm over there. Woohoo! Yes.
Living your best life.
Exactly.
So wonderful. Listen, thank you so much for having me interview you, having me bring out just a little bit. I still feel like we didn't go
as deep. Oh, there's more. There's definitely more.
As we could have. But right now, we got to get the kids to a... This is her life. This is how I was like, you sure that you want to add more to your plate? She's like a chauffeur.
A nurse. A cook.
I'm actually, to be honest with you, I woke up this morning and I said, oh, wow, honey, you were like a little furry last night. Like, I done woke up, Grayson's clothes was all, like, washed. Our clothes was washing. Like, his clothes was put out. I'm like, when she was testing, nothing was being done. Everyone knew. Even my oldest son, Lewis, he was like, is Tessa cooking? Oh, never mind. I know she's not.
Yeah. I told him. I was like, I neglected
Tessa's
them.
Tessa's cooking today. Everybody's like, oh, mommy's back.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. But thank you for letting me interview you. Thank you for letting me, bring this story to the to your podcast and your people. I'm sure they would really enjoy this.
Yeah, we can do a part two for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. And if you need anyone to help you with you're buying or selling in North Carolina, I got you. Or actually anywhere, because the brokerage I'm with, I can refer you to anywhere in the country.
Let's go.